Page 176. Beyond federal decisions.
Across the US, people demonstrated against Donald Trump's decision to pull the country from the landmark Paris climate change deal. Joining that protestation was California Governor Jerry Brown.
We're going to stay the course. We're going to intensify our efforts, whether it be for electric cars, renewable energy, the whole radical shift to a decarbonized future.
California, Washington, and New York have formed a powerful climate club that accounts for 20% of the U.S. GDP and population and aims to continue honoring the Paris deal. In a tweet, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the group is committed to the U.S. goal of reducing emissions by up to 28% compared to 2005 levels. The governors also hope to match or exceed the targets of an Obama-era federal clean power plan, which seeks to reduce emissions from power plants, a major source of pollution in the U.S. Ahead of Trump's announcement, lawmakers in California advanced a bill that would require the state to use 100% renewable energy by 2045. It's not just U.S. states, but cities that are also joining the resistance. After Trump said he was elected by the voters of Pittsburgh, not Paris, Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto had this response.
As the mayor of Pittsburgh, I can ensure you will follow the guidelines of the Paris Agreement for our people, our economy, and our future.
Meanwhile, several U.S. mayors from Houston to Seattle to New York have signed a petition pledging to respect the Paris Agreement goals, proof that even if the U.S. federal government abandons the deal, there is great mobilization at a local level to curbing climate change.
Copyright France 24, English.